You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. I am here today only because I have to be. Rob still hasn't watched Step Brothers yet. But it's still a good day. How are you doing, Rob?
It is a great day, and he's doing this for you guys because he's really angry at me.
I am angry
for not watching Step Brothers.
It's such a good movie.
Really?
Yes. You're going to laugh your face off.
So I want to hear from you guys. Is it worth watching? Is it worth 2 hours of my life?
It's not even 2 hours.
Is it worth an hour and a half of my life? Keeping in mind, and you're probably going to say cry me a river, but my five kids and their sports and the businesses. Do I really want to spend an hour and a half of my life watching that movie? Maybe I do.
Maybe you do.
Please let me know.
But anyway, before we get into today's question, we've got some good questions coming up. And by the way, I would love to hear some deeper questions from you guys. I'm going to give you some examples. Love to hear more mapping and modeling questions, number one.
But let me just say, it's not like, how do I map?
No.
What kind of modeling should I do? Or tell me everything I need to know about mapping a cell tower.
How about this?
You want it deeper.
What is the difference between cloud processing softwares and desktop processing softwares? What kind of computer should I be using to create efficient processes for creating maps and models as fast as possible? What is the best way to create deliverables to your clients? Should I be using a certain mapping or modeling processor for construction versus everything else? What's the best way to deliver maps and models to my clients? How can I take a model that I've created and import it into Civil 3D for engineers and whatnot? How can I ensure that I'm not getting into the trouble of being called a surveyor, which differentiates from state to state, but there is one very key thing that you can be doing, and we've done a significant amount of research into this. Here's another one. Why are GCPs important in modeling? Can I create models without GCPs? Why would I want to use GCPs? What is the best GCP to use? Trimble? Propeller?
All right.
I just gave out like seven questions.
So there are some examples. So hopefully some of you out there will step up and
I'll give
maybe
a signed
put your spin
book
on those.
I'll give a signed book to anyone who does it in an accent. Living the drone life for you. Whatever you lot would do for you.
Yeah, so please get those in. We'd love to hear from you as always. And gosh, I know we say it all the time, but if you're thinking it or if you're responding by asking the question, you're getting it answered for a lot of other people that are wanting the question answered as well.
That's true.
So just don't ever forget that.
That's true. There's no such thing as a stupid question. At least that's what the girls at DJI told me at DJI Airworks last week, which, we need to still do a show on that. Lots of information at DJI Airworks, including a good presentation from Bill at the NTSB using drones for modeling and mapping accident scenes. And it was really cool to see what he had put together.
Yeah, I'd be curious about that subject as it translates into general business owners, meaning general drone business owners. Is that something that only applies to people that are in public safety?
No.
Or is that an opportunity for Joe in Poughkeepsie who has a drone business?
Let me give you an example. Didn't you have a problem with an install on your pool?
Yeah, and I'm still dealing with that. Bringing up a sore subject. Anyways, go ahead.
I wasn't trying to tickle you. but imagine if you had created a model of your house before they started working, and then you created a model of your house after a contractor came in, and then you created a model of your house after the next contractor came in, and you could systematically see the process and have a permanent record of installation for who actually screwed up your pool.
That'd be good, especially if I was going to have to take him to court, which I avoid at all costs. Yeah.
Are you going to have to take them to court?
No, I'm not. They're very reasonable. They're just not fixing it. Anyways.
You want me to take them to court?
No.
Got the family law firm at my back.
Yeah.
All right, I won't do
it. And the family Guido.
I actually try to avoid it at all costs, too. There are a couple people I would really enjoy suing here in Albuquerque, but I agree with you.
It's not worth it.
It is not worth the time, especially when you have been the subject of a lawsuit for 14 years of your life growing up, which I was.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of it. It's not fun. So
don't need that stuff.
I was
lives.
On neither side. I was like the subject of it. So
let's just keep moving forward, creating win-wins.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, let's get on a happy, happy, happy ideology this morning or this afternoon or wherever you're listening or whatever time you're listening to the show. But before we get into today's question, let's give a special thanks to our friends who do support the show and help us give more information to you. I'm not talking about the Drone U community, which you already know about. If you want to become a member, there are now 26 classes on there, and the new intermediate mapping class, they needed a new screen grab from me, so I made that yesterday.
Nice.
I wanted a new intro, so I got a new intro going up. But that class, which I think is going to be the best mapping and modeling course in any drone school, will be available very, very, very shortly. I'm hoping a week or two max. I know I've been talking about it for a long time, but it will make the drone community great again. It'll make it so good. It'll be huge. Anyway, I think it'll be really great. And here's the thing. Rob twisted my arm. Actually, he broke my arm. Hairline fracture in the tibia. Never mind, that's the leg. Anyway.
Close enough. It's on the body.
I'm a drone pilot, not a doctor. My point in this is that if you are a Drone U member, if you are a student, you're going to get that class for free. And I will say, just like I said at the fly-in, I really think that the direction of the market is heading into modeling and mapping because our accuracy continues to get better. And yes, there are two kinds of accuracy when it comes to mapping and modeling. Absolute accuracy. Anyway, my point is this. If you can offer modeling and mapping, you're going to be ahead of the curve because if you know how to do it and create an efficient system of doing so, and you can do volume jobs, you're going to be making a lot more money. I'll just say that, because I give the example of drone base. They do these, roofing inspections, but they're only pictures. Mm-hmm. With models. And if you had an M210 and you had an XT advanced radiometric, you could be doing thermal maps and models and regular models, overlaying those models and providing a new level of data and information to insurance companies, which is coming down the pipe. So if you know how to do these mapping and modeling missions, which by the way, are not just nadir cross-hatching missions, you've got to know why overlap is important, angle the camera using oblique and orbital imagery in addition to nadir maps. Again, what the NTSB was doing, and that was one of the questions I asked during the presentation. All of that information, including how to process maps, will be in that class. But also good news, we are going to launch a schedule. I'm not sure when, but we're talking about it this week on our new schedule of classes. So we're going to be doing subject tracking classes in Arizona. We're going to be doing mapping classes throughout the country. We're also going to be doing advanced cinematography classes. So if you really want to get that buttery smooth footage and you want to work with me, you don't get to work with me. Rob's going to teach you. Bombshell. Just kidding.
It's going to cost you more.
but either way, we're going to be doing a lot of group classes next year all over the country, and I hope I get the chance to meet you guys. But anyway, this podcast is supported by our friends at myenergen.com. That's myenergen.com. What do they create? Well, if you haven't heard before, they have portable battery chargers. They do not need to be plugged in. It is just one big, massive battery. And guess what? They're awesome. I use one. I have an A40 myself. And if Paul Norden is listening to the show right now, he went to the most recent subject tracking course. And at the subject tracking course, they had to create a video of their entire experience, including B-roll, ground footage, Osmo footage, and their aerial footage where they learned how to fly around boats, how to fly around surfers, get low and close, get those proximity shots, but also get nice, smooth motion with tilts, yaws, and pans, the whole nine yards. Well, Paul Norden won the challenge.
You're announcing that right here, right now.
I am announcing it.
This is the first I've heard about this.
Well, okay, so we actually have notes on every single video. We did a Google form for it. We graded every single video. Like, I just need to send it to the students. I haven't done that yet. I wanted to announce the winner first.
So everybody's...
It was really hard. I wanted Cam shoot. His video was so good. It was clean. It was crisp. It was to the point. It was fast. The shots were good. Like, it was amazing. He did a lot of slow-mo in it. Like, he really listened. Paul Norden, though, his B-roll was just incredible. Like, his establishing shots, he really listened at the beginning of the class. And I try to make a point to not emphasize, you know...
Or repeat
myself when it comes to the challenge videos. So, long story short, the one thing I didn't like about Paul Norden's video, it was so long. It was like 6 minutes long. I was like, oh, kill me now. But it was honestly some of the best footage out there. So no, it was
killing me softly because you won.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no. We had a vote. We brought in other instructors. We had a vote. It was 25 points to 23 points. Like, literally,
whoa,
it was that close. Paul Norden wins. And because he wins, he is actually getting a MyEnergen A40 battery charger. So now,
which is what, $400 or $500 of value?
Yep.
Yeah.
So
those,
congratulations.
Really, really cool.
Paul Norden.
Congrats. Yeah. That's seriously the first I've heard about it. So who, well, I don't know. We don't need to go into it too much here, but was Peter part of the voting?
Was part of the voting.
I mean, I would assume so since he was there. Wow. That's cool. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's
I'm really excited.
Exciting.
I had Howell vote on it too.
I had no idea you were going to do this. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's
well,
a good
because
idea.
He's got a great eye. He's a producer. He
yeah,
knows.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
He was there.
Yeah, so he was there. So
saw the whole deal.
Anyway, he wins an A40. The A40 charger can charge up to 4 batteries at one time, whether they're DJI Phantom 3, 4, or Mavic Pro series drones, or even if you're using a unique Typhoon H or the Typhoon H520, you can also charge those batteries as well. Now, you can charge them simultaneously, and you have 2 USB ports if you need to charge any USB devices like your phone, your iPad, or whatever you're using to actually fly. It's even got a flashlight, and it has a carrying case included, and it also has all of the charging cables included for all of those drones. So you don't have to be specific as to which drone you're going to use it for. If you want to use it for all of them, you can use it for all of them. So make sure you pick one up at MyEnergen.com and use discount code DRONEUA40 if you're going to pick up the A40 itself. Again, that's MyEnergen.com.
Awesome. Wow. Congratulations, Paul. And I think we better get into the question.
I know. We've been talking way too long.
Gone on and on there. But
we ranted.
Fun stuff.
Definitely.
Hey, guys. I'm Henry. I've been listening to your podcast for a while. And my question is, I wanted to get into the drone business, and I'm 12 years old. So, obviously, I can't really start yet, so I wanted to know what I can do in preparation. Thanks, guys, and keep up the work.
Wow, what I'd say is, if this isn't motivating to everybody, I don't know what is, to have a 12-year-old out there saying, I'm coming to get you.
I'm coming in.
You better watch out because your business is going to be mine.
You know what I love about this, though? And this is actually something I've been talking about with Sarah, because Sarah wants to start her online business so she can travel with me and do things so we can do things together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just so critical and so important to really just start with a plan. And the best place to have a plan is the SBA. The SBA has great business plans.
They do.
But before you do that, you need to do what the executive business schools are doing right now. Places like Denver University. In fact, if I ever get some time out of DroneU, which is very unlikely, I would love to get my EMBA from Denver University. But the first thing they teach you to do is how to create a business canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And in that business canvas, it really helps you focus on what service do you want to provide? What kind of clients do you want to work for? What's your competitive advantage? And once you figure that out, once you figure out what you like to do and what's going to be the most profitable and bring you the most joy, that's a great starting place. Because
absolutely,
before Rob goes into the technical aspects of what to go into first, I think it's so important to read the book Grit by Angela Duckworth. She actually uses a lot of research from herself and Kay Anders Erickson. And she talks about how grit and using your passion to drive your career path is the most important formula for success. It's not, what you do or what you go after. It's what makes you tick. Because when you, as my dad used to say, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And every time I have to wake up in the butt crack of dawn to come see Rob's shiny face, I smile because I get to spend my time with Robbo. And I really enjoy that. And I really enjoy helping other people. So DroneU is that answer for me. I love to fly drones. Obviously, our question asker really enjoys flying as well. Mm-hmm. But you got to dive down deeper than that. You've got to try different things and see what you really enjoy flying. Do you like doing maps and models? You like going into cinematography? You trying to work on set? What are you trying to do? I think it's so important. And I know I just like jumped in this here before.
No, it's great. I think you're answering the question, really. I mean, I don't know that there's a lot of technicalities
to
this.
You can go into detail as far as researching businesses and then researching licensing and researching what you want to do for marketing and setting up your website and domains. Like, you know, Rob is in the thick of it right now. He has been shining up that dome piece of his, and he has been taking it to the studio to film the business course.
Well, we're getting there.
So the business in a box is something that is coming to DroneU. It will only be available, though, for certified level members, and we are very excited about that. But, you know, if I try to tell Sarah, you know, where to get started, mm-hmm. it's figure out your passion first.
Sure.
And then your business canvas. Then your business plan, then buy your domains, get your website set up, get some media going. But while you're doing all of this, you've got to be practicing what you want to do. You've mm-hmm. got to be networking and creating relationships. I think that is the most important thing to do. That's just me personally. Because what people fail to realize, Rob, mm-hmm. is that business in essence is the basic is selling a product or a service. But in addition to that, it's a system of systems. And if you're going to be a one-man team, which I don't recommend, but for some people, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a one-man team, you have got to take the time slowly to build up those systems, to have a plan for doing marketing each month, for doing website development each month, for doing networking each month, for doing email blasts each month, for doing client engagement each month. For doing follow-up with your existing clients. Like, you have to build systems of systems is my point here.
Absolutely.
But the whole thing, the systems of systems do not work. The selling of a product or a service do not work unless you have what?
Passion for what you're doing.
Passion, value.
Right.
And relationships. That's where I was getting.
Certainly. Okay. So all of those things obviously are very important. It's interesting hearing you talk because it's all phenomenal information and a great way to look at the answer to the question. I'm thinking of it in terms of our 12-year-old friend, right? Because when you talk about networking and some of those kinds of things, obviously that's going to be a little bit different for him because he's just not at that place. He's not going to go to networking events. He's probably not going to be going to the local. Maybe he will, but because he's 12 and because he doesn't drive. I don't know. Maybe he can get his parents to take him. I'm not saying don't do it if you can.
I think it's a competitive advantage because if you're like, I'm trying to learn everything I can about business now before I get into business, everyone is going to be like, who is this 12-year-old at a networking meeting? Like, yeah. He will be the hit. Like, literally, everyone will be like, what is this kid doing? This is awesome. I'm like, I think he'd be a hit. That's just me.
No. I don't disagree with that. I'm just trying to think in terms of reality. And we don't know what your reality is, but just in terms of stepping stones, I would say going to some sort of network event is probably a little bit down the road, being practical and real about it. Number one, I think, is just fly and just get better and better at flying. You talk about that all the time.
If you're not flying every day, you are digressing.
Well, and if you're going to have a drone business and you can't fly exceptionally well, you're probably not, put it this way, you're not going to excel on your own in terms of really getting to the heights of the industry. You might be able to do it by understanding flying and then bringing in other pilots who are excellent and growing that way, which is an option. But for Henry here, fly a lot, fly every day, fly different obstacles, go different places, anywhere your parents will take you. Hopefully there's a park. I don't know, maybe you live by some open area. Fly a lot, fly often, and try different things. Like try flying through fences and, you know, do different things that are going to challenge yourself. Then I would say just pursue learning, right? So, and there are so many ways to do that. Paul threw out a book. There are great resources like, I mean, I love reading things like Inc. Magazine or Entrepreneur Magazine. There's stuff like that Paul's not liking.
Sorry, but sometimes I just don't go deep enough. That's why I'm like, but you, there's always this progression of learning.
There's a progression, exactly.
You get this like outside conceptual view of business. And I was going to say, you should try to read a book on each aspect of business. And in the SBA plan, it's going to say, how are you going to do marketing?
Right.
How are you going to do administration? How are you going to do sales and billing? How are you going to do this? You should read books on those different things. And you should try to find a way to essentially run your business from your phone, which is so easy nowadays.
Yeah, it's definitely easier than it's ever been. I don't think it's for everybody, but it's doable. So something like Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine, they're easy to read. And speaking to your point, you can find subjects in there that interest you as it relates to business. And again, there's going to be a progression. And then you dive deep on those particular subjects. Or maybe what you do is you do a case study on a particular company that interests you. How did they become successful?
Or
where did they start, and how did they get from their start to $1 billion or whatever it is?
Let me stop you. It's also really important to know how people have failed.
So I heard a story. I don't know if I've told this on the podcast. I think I have.
On the podcast.
But I'm going to say it again.
Be Kyle Reek now.
Now I'm going to change my voice. So anyways, I loved reading a story about a dad who asked his daughter every single day, what did you fail at today? Right? Because that's where the real learning comes. So you're absolutely right.
Brushing my teeth.
Really?
No, I had to go to the dentist yesterday and
So that's probably not brushing your teeth. That's probably flossing.
No, they said that even some flossing couldn't have helped this. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing oil pulling with coconut oil, and it's so much better than both of those combined. I mean, I do brushing.
What is oil pulling? I have no idea what oil pulling.
So you swish coconut oil in your mouth for like 20 minutes each morning, and it's really good for your gums.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, I got time for that. I make time for that.
For 20 minutes of swishing.
Actually, it's really helped my overall
dental
health.
All right, so Henry, you need to swish coconut oil every morning to see what you're made of. And you know, the other thing I would start, I mean, get into the 107 materials, and you're going to know them better than anybody else. Start learning that stuff.
Yes. My point in mentioning the coconut oil is that when you learn that business is a system of systems, and by creating habits, everything gets easier in time, you're going to realize, you know, we joke about people working the 9-to-5 because it's so easy. Like literally people who bitch about their 9-to-5 job, I understand about it. I get it. You're not working for someone you want to work for. You're not doing what you would love to do. And financial stability is the reason you're probably there. I get it. But it's also the reason a lot of people move into starting their own businesses. It is that constant nagging of, what am I doing here? I wake up every morning and I'm not working for what I want to work for.
Sure.
And you know, when you create habits and you take on this monster bear of owning a business, it gets easier with time. And I think a question every person should ask themselves, am I willing to work harder than ever in any other job that I could have? Because when you work for yourself, you will be working harder than ever. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why do you want to be working for yourself? Is it for freedom? Is it for liberation of the 9-to-5? Is it being able to work outside and experience life and truly enjoy the outdoors more than ever? Why do you want to do this? And I think a good book to read is Start With Why.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there's so many great materials out there, and we could probably just sit here and list them all day. But you know, the other thing I'd say, practically speaking, is learn things like airspace. Probably by the time you're flying and actually have a business, I would imagine it's going to be pretty simple to go online, go to an app, get approval relatively quickly because that's already starting. But learn those intricacies of the business, and you're going to be a step ahead of people who've been doing it for a while who still don't know a lot of that kind of information. Just fly and learn, fly and learn. You know, the other thing that I've noticed is that there are more and more high quality universities around the country that are offering free courses.
Really?
It's amazing. I just saw an article about 600 new courses that have been released for free by universities all over the country. So you can go to these universities and find something that interests you. There's things on coding. There's things on entrepreneurship. And boy, you're a unique 12-year-old if you start jumping into those things. But do that. There's just no end. I mean, ultimately, it'll come down to you're going to have to really drive down on what you want to spend time learning because there's just so much information.
Holy cow. There really is. Holy cow. There's literally a whole class from Oxford, the University of Oxford. Literally, it's 42 videos that are like anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes long about building a business.
Yeah. It's everywhere. There's so much information out there. So I know that kind of bringing it back to simplifying the answer for you, Henry, is fly and learn. I mean, that's really how I would say it.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is one thing that we're really looking forward to tackling in our business course because it's a systematic way to create systems. It's drone specific, helps you go a little bit deeper than just understanding business, but understanding who you want to work for, the quadrant of clients, marketing yourself properly, the importance of branding that is also consistent. I mean, that is so important. I can't talk about that enough. But also, I think one way to continually inspire and motivate yourself, listen to podcasts. There are so many good podcasts out there. So many. SPI is a great one. Gosh, let me look at my phone really quick. SPI is a good one. Let's see, what is it called? Startup is a great one to inspire you and motivate you to hear from others on what they're doing. There's the EO Fire podcast with my buddy John Lee Dumas. Speaking of which, did you send that email? that's a no. All right. there is a Note to Self, Masters of Scale. It's another great one. The James Altucher Show. That's another good one. The Ty Lopez Show. That's another good one. There are a lot of really good things. Just immerse yourself in the culture. Freakonomics Radio, I would recommend all the Freakonomics books. So you really, that's a great way to understand the hidden side of business and what it's like really about. So
yeah, absolutely. There's
Planet Money.
There's just no end to the opportunities available to you to learn. And I don't know. I commend you, our 12-year-old friend, for reaching out and starting this now because you're going to do well, clearly.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Well, if that wasn't enough information, I don't know what is. I think he's going to be drinking from a fire hose when he hears this. But anyway, thank you for those questions. If you have business-related questions, mapping, modeling-related questions, or drone questions, go to askadroneyou.com. And if you found this show useful or valuable, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to the show. And don't be afraid to let us know what you think. Just join our community. Go to thedroneyou.com, and we would love to hear from you. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone You.